with SRN News. I'm John Scott. After a two-year investigation, a House of Representatives committee investigating the COVID-19 pandemic has concluded that the coronavirus did not originate naturally, as many scientists contended, but likely did leak from a lab in Wuhan, China. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Ohio Congressman Brad Winstrup, who chairs the subcommittee, says American officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci have a lot of explaining to do.
People in our government that were okaying grants like Tony Fauci, I can imagine he doesn't want to have blood on his hands. So it's be much more preferred to say that this came from nature than from U.S. dollars, grants he approved that could have created this virus.
Congressman Winstrup's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network indications are December may be a discouraging month for full-time hiring.
If we look at other data, like survey data from the regional Federal Reserve banks, they're indicating in their preliminary results, they're indicating the same thing, that the labor market continues to slow down.
America's job market had rebounded in November, adding 227,000 workers. The unemployment rate ticked up from 4.1% in October to a still low 4.2%, according to the Labor Department. Six people have died after a pickup truck traveling the wrong way on a Mississippi highway collided with a car. Police say that crash happened before dawn Friday on Interstate 55 in Jackson. Stocks mixed, the Dow dropping 145 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 137. This is SRN News. More Canadian officials recognize Christianity. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It began earlier this month with the City Council in Toronto approving a resolution marking December as Christian Heritage Month. Now lawmakers in Calgary have done the same, prompting the government of the province of Saskatchewan to follow suit. While Canada, like the U.S., was founded largely by Christians and upon Christian ideals, faith is on the wane in the country, and the current government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is not sympathetic to religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral on Saturday will be a high-security affair with a repeat of some measures used during the Paris Olympics and the sealing off to tourists of the church's island location in the heart of the French capital. After more than 5 years of reconstruction following the fire that devastated the 861-year-old icon, the French people will finally be allowed in. This is SRN News. Investigators are puzzling over the motivation of a school shooting in Northern California.
Police say 56-year-old Glenn Litton, who used a ghost gun to wound two kindergartners before killing himself at a school in Oroville, California on Wednesday, wrote about taking countermeasures in response to U.S. involvement in the Middle East.
He has a lengthy criminal history and history of mental health issues.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
His story was that his daughter had recently moved to Gridley, and that he wanted his grandson to go to that school, and he was willing to pay for the tuition. As it turns out, that was all a lie.
I'm Jennifer King.
Chipotle raising its U.S. prices to offset inflation and to compensate for a promise to increase portion sizes. Chipotle's chief corporate affairs officer confirmed the Mexican restaurant chain implementing a 2% price increase. More details at SRNNews.com.